Age of Radio.
What's going on, everybody? We are back. This is episode 254 of the Dark Windows podcast. My name's Kevin.
I bet you can guess who I am.
You gotta stop saying the same shit.
All right, it's Kevin.
Jesus. I bet you can guess who I am. Nobody cares. Just say your name.
Okay.
Fine. Say your name, shut up.
Fine.
So.
Fine.
Don't know how we want to do this because.
I'm gonna do it.
I know.
I'm gonna do it. Like to do it on the Discovery Channel.
So, we're back on the road trip. We're going to Nevada. But I think before we do that, we got another review. And it's a pretty lengthy one, so I'd like to read it, if you guys are cool with that.
They don't care. Just read it.
They do care, because they want to hear what other listeners have to say about us. Okay, so, and that's how it starts. It's 4 stars. I don't want to be too negative. This is a 4-star review. I like listening to them talk. I thought the subject was great, and I love the fact that they seemed open-minded and didn't reject ideas just because they aren't popular among pop culture scientists. So it was mostly positive. The reason I'm writing this is because I'm hoping the host will read it and take a little constructive criticism. I can do that. Kevin can't. So here we go. Listening to them talk about the Bible was kind of difficult. Not because most of what they know, in quotations, about it is popular misconception and not at all accurate. That is probably true. For instance, they accept the popular myth that Enoch was rejected by the Council of Nicaea when Enoch was rejected as scripture by most of the Jews long before Christ even lived, much less any Christian council. Furthermore, what books should or should not be in the Bible wasn't even discussed at the Council of Nicaea. Not even Wikipedia says so. That kind of, quote, fact is posted on Instagram by militant atheists, but is not actually found in any historical record. The Council of Nicaea was about addressing a heretic named Arius on the topic of Christ's divinity, and through Constantine, though Constantine was involved in that council, he had no hand whatsoever in the selection of biblical books. Another misconception is that the Bible, quote, copied Mesopotamian myths. Everybody borrows shit from everybody else. Always have, always will. That's, you know. The Bible was written while many of those myths were still held in wide belief. The Bible takes the claim of those myths and systematically counters them. It doesn't deny them, but it flips the narrative. It takes characters like the Anunnaki, the Watchers, the gods, and it puts them in a place beneath Yahweh. The days of creation in Genesis 1 takes all of the common deities, quote, stars and the sun, the moon, animals, birds, etc., and lists them as being basic created objects, specifically challenging the claim by most religions of the time that they were gods. The gods of the nations and the heroes of ancient lore, like Gilgamesh, are portrayed as rebellious and destructive rather than heroic. The early books of the Bible weren't a copy. They were a counter-narrative.
Hold on. Can you stop and say that again about Gilgamesh?
Okay. The gods of the nations and the heroes of ancient lore, like Gilgamesh, are portrayed as rebellious and destructive rather than heroic. The early books of the Bible weren't a copy. They were a counter-narrative. The same story from the opposite perspective. El, the father of Baal, who Baal rebelled against, Baal being a Canaanite god. Who he rebelled against made the main character rather than the bad guy, in a sense.
No, he wasn't Canaanite.
Yes.
Was he Canaanite?
Yeah, because it's in this. I believe it's in the same pantheon as, like...
I thought he was...
Molech and all those guys.
Okay, yeah, Canaanite, okay. Phoenician. Okay,
yeah. There were several other misconceptions or factual errors as well about events described in the Bible. I honestly don't blame the hosts. You don't know what you don't know, and most Christians don't even seem to know this stuff. The only reason I know is because I am an obsessive compulsive Bible nerd. Fair. Okay. Fair enough. But I would recommend, if the host would accept my most humble recommendation, that they take a look at some of the content put out by the recently deceased Dr. Michael Heiser. He was a man who wrote stuff right up their alley and who wasn't afraid to challenge popular beliefs and go against the academic grain if the evidence led there. A great place to start if you want to know what how the Bible compares to Mesopotamian myth, but you don't want to devote years rereading every word in the Bible. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to more. That is from Stubby Nubbins via Apple Podcasts here in the States.
Now,
I highly appreciate that.
I appreciate it, but I'm also kind of, I don't know what the context was where we talked about the
Bible. We talk about the Bible a lot in different stuff. So, hey, I'll tell you what.
I try not to, like, discuss much about the Bible because
it comes up.
I stopped reading it after, you know, the creation stories of both New and Old Testament. I stopped. And I said, fuck this. I can't do it.
But again, it does come up pretty frequently in our topics here and there. I'm pretty sure we brought it up during Bohemian Grove because we were talking about Molech and all this other shit.
Yeah.
We've done episodes about demons. We've done episodes about all this other stuff where the Bible ties into it.
Yeah.
It's not, we're definitely not a Bible-based podcast, but it's something that we talk about from here from time to time.
Because it sometimes comes up where we have to, I mean, where we, I'm kind of like stumbling my words here, but, which is not anything new.
Correct.
You know, Kevin could probably, you know, correct. Make me sound like I don't, but
see, you guys,
like, fuck that.
You guys don't hear how often Kevin stumbles because I take care of my buddy sometimes. And sometimes it's just such a, it's a beautiful thing to listen to you stumble over words occasionally. So I do have to leave them in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to check into this guy for shits and kicks.
I don't know. Sometimes I just, yeah. If I don't know. I tend not to try to lead down a path. If I do a path of the Bible of talking about whatever, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Right. And I'll admit, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about in the Bible.
But I mean, the Gilgamesh and stuff, that has nothing to do with the Bible. Nothing at all.
I don't think he did. He didn't say it did. He said it takes characters like that, and instead of making them whatever, it makes them into something else.
But that has nothing to do with the Bible, though.
He used it, I believe, as an example.
Okay.
Because Gilgamesh is not in the Bible.
It's not.
I think you get more mentions of unicorns and dragons in the Bible than you do Gilgamesh. Because, yes, I know I've not read the Bible, but I do know for a fact unicorns are mentioned in that shit. And I know dragons are, too.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
I will go, sure.
So,
but no, and, I don't know. I guess maybe I wasn't. I don't know. I just heard Gilgamesh and I heard, you know, Hero, and, you know, we were talking about the Bible, and I was like, well, wait a minute. That has nothing to do with the Bible, because Gilgamesh was an oral story that was passed down from generation to generation. It's then was written down finally. And it has to do with the Norse religion, pretty much.
Gilgamesh? It was Mesopotamian. You're thinking of Beowulf. It's the same freaking story, essentially. But
yeah. But Gilgamesh...
There's definitely similarities. Let's put it that way.
Gilgamesh has nothing to do with the Holy Bible.
Right. Neither does Beowulf.
Beowulf doesn't either. Gilgamesh was a monster, you know.
Even though Beowulf did exist in a time of Christianity spreading, it just hadn't made it that far north yet.
Well, Gilgamesh didn't.
Right.
Beowulf actually, I think, was actually pre-Bible, because it was, once again, word of mouth.
No, what I'm saying is the story would have existed in a time where Christianity was around. It would just had not traveled that far north yet.
It got written down.
Correct.
You know, by the time of Christianity reaching the region.
I'll tell you what, Stubby Nubbins, if you're still listening, which I hope you are.
Yeah.
Because you seem like a decent person. Reach out to us through our email. Shoot us an email. I will send you a sticker because that, you know, that's, we appreciate these kind of, it started the conversation.
And honestly,
we're probably wrong about most of it, which is fine because we're not biblical scholars.
But we've also said, hey, if we're wrong, please tell us we're wrong.
Exactly. And we appreciate that.
And I don't say,
I mean, I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Catholic. I'd put myself somewhere in the, I used to say atheist camp, but now I'm more, I think, closer to agnostic where I'm like, yeah, there's probably something there. I'm just not 100% convinced of what.
I am,
you know,
more of not any of that.
I don't think we're supposed to be, we're not supposed to be here to live, pay bills, and die, and then have nothing happen after that. You know what I mean?
I am, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm a heathen.
But you believe in something.
I believe that there's such thing as, you know.
You believe in an afterlife of some sort.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Which does not make you.
But I don't, but that, yeah. Okay.
But what I'm saying is that does not make you an atheist.
Doesn't make me an atheist.
No.
I mean.
No.
Atheism is just something that somebody made up because they don't want to fucking, you know, think about anything. And
atheism is the fuck you, you're not my real dad of religion.
It's not religion at all. It's
exactly.
Absence of religion.
Exactly.
Because they are like, well, you know, God or they haven't, God or whoever you worship to hasn't done anything for me. Buddha, you know. Right.
I love the people that are like, I'm an atheist, but I'm also a Satanist. You can't be both of those things because if you're a Satanist, that means you believe, you worship, you know, Satan, which is not atheism, dickhead. Yeah. It's worshiping a deity.
That's very much true.
Durr.
And Satanism is very much misconstrued.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of weird shit with that. Yeah. But that's like being like, I'm a vegan, but I eat eggs.
But
no, you're not then.
I mean, it's kind of like, I think there's that offshoot of Satanism where it's different. Like, it's kind of, it's more of that, you know, the darker
some of it, but
stuff.
That's the part that gets blown out of proportion where, for the most part, it's just people that are like, well, I don't believe in God, so I have to believe in this because I
looked at a different option.
Yeah.
And I went, hey, this follows my values. A lot of this stuff was basically, I mean, it's sort of kind of same as the Bible-ish, but
there's a lot of similarities between the two.
But they, but one is kind of like, yeah, we know that, you know.
It's polytheistic Christianity, essentially. It's Christianity with more people.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know what? Whatever. It's cool. So, you know.
But anyway, yeah, I do thank you for the review. It's great. And I thank you for the criticism. I don't know which one of us, Kevin's, it was, but it was one of us that,
It was both of us.
All right, fine.
Relax. They didn't come here to listen
to
us bitch about religion.
They actually came.
They pay out to Patreon, patreon.com/darkwonderspodcast for that.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, let's get on with the show.
Yeah, please.
So, this week, like Kevin said, we are on the road trip again. This feels like it's almost like the song that never ends.
Because it never fucking will.
Well,
we're only in Nevada, dude.
Hey, we got to do more. I think the next 2 weeks we're doing road trip.
Oh, god damn. Okay.
Stop your bitching. They get a special fucking thing the week after that, so,
So yeah.
They do.
Then we, October, there's no fucking road trip in October.
No.
I'm doing a disgusting fucking murderer. I'm doing that for sure. I've already promised that that's happening. October is going to be fucking gross. My goal.
You're getting witch trials.
I'm not going to tell you who I'm talking about because
I'm not going to tell you who I'm talking about.
You just said witch trials, motherfucker. There's like three of them. You can figure it out.
There's more than that.
Okay, we've already done Salem. So what's the other big one? I wonder.
No, there's actually three more that I can think of.
Oh, right, okay. So there's four other than Salem. I was off by one.
There's more
anyway,
than that.
What are we doing this week? We're going to Nevada.
They're all in Europe.
We're going to Nevada.
Anyway, we're going to Nevada. So we're, like I said, we're stopping off in Nevada. Nevada is known as the Silver State, the Sagebrush State, and the Battleborn State. It was admitted to the Union as the 36th state on October 31st, 1864. There was a whole bunch about, I did find a whole bunch about like why it became a state when it actually didn't have enough people in the state to become a state.
Okay.
Because at the time,
you had to have a certain population. And, of course, we don't count Indians because they're not people.
We didn't count Native Americans, though.
Yeah. Again, they weren't people, so fuck them. They don't count. They are of the land. They come with it.
They were, yes.
It's like buying a house and getting appliances with it, you know?
Yeah, I guess there was just something else that went with it. There was something to do. I can't totally remember it, but I was like, it's kind of a little bit boring. But I think it was something to do with the governor of the territory or the area bitching that had to do with it.
Politicians complaining. Yeah. I've never heard of that before.
This state was occupied by several Native American tribes before it was settled. By those moving west. Those tribes were the Paiute.
We're going to talk about them. I only know how to pronounce it because we're going to talk about them.
The Paiute, the Shoshone, and the Washoe. Now, let's skip a few years ahead to the 1950s. This is when the state played a host to a new toy the U.S. had developed and used a few years before. And what I'm referring to is, the nuclear test, that nuclear little thing that they dropped on, Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
I was telling Japan enough was enough.
Yeah. Yep. Well, they had a place called a Nevada test site where they would test those new toys to see what they would actually do.
I mean, technically, they'd already tested them, I guess.
No. But I'm talking like actually seeing what they would do.
Well, I mean, they tested them before we used them, obviously.
No.
Not like we just whipped them together and chucked them out of a plane.
No. What I'm referring to is, okay, if you've actually seen the movie, Indiana Jones movie, Crystal Skull, you'll see a representation of the test site.
Ugh.
Test site, basically they had a whole town set up, and they dropped a fucking bomb, and it went woo.
Or if you've played Call of Duty Black Ops, Nuketown.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have dickhead friends that run around akimbo and shotguns and that.
Yes.
We're not friends anymore. It's not because of that. It's because of other things, but it's partially because of that.
So the site is actually 65 miles northwest of Las Vegas. It was founded on January 31st, 1951. The last atmospheric test was conducted on July 17th, 1962. And the underground testing of weapons continued until September 23rd of 1992.
Mm-hmm.
The location is known for having the highest concentrations of nuclear detonated weapons in the United States.
Probably pretty damn close to the world, I would think.
Probably.
I mean, I know Russia's got a site where they've touched off quite a few, but yeah.
The well-known cities in Nevada besides Las Vegas, which was actually a railroad hub when they first started off.
Mm-hmm.
Would later become the gambling capital of the world.
And then the mafia figured out where it was.
Well, that was like way after.
Yeah, it was like the 30s, 40s, yeah.
Actually, it was like more towards like the 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
Because Vegas actually like became pretty much nothing for quite a long time.
Because it's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
You have to pump in water because there's none there. Humans are not supposed to live there.
The other big cities are Reno, Carson City, Virginia City, Lovelock, Pioche, New Washoe City, and Goldfield.
We've talked about Pioche,
yep,
and eventually we will talk about Carson City.
Now, the first three I mentioned are the ones that some may know from Wild West events, old shoot-em-ups.
Or if you've listened to old episodes of the Dark Windows podcast, Pioche was like a number three or four.
Well, you fucking read my mind, because I said Pioche I actually covered for an episode way back in the show's timeline.
That was back when we thought we could work on a topic together.
Yeah.
And now we've realized it's just easier to
actually,
not.
Actually, I did that one by myself.
Did you? I'm pretty sure I worked on that, too.
No, I did it by myself completely. I think that was like one of the first ones I did by myself.
Because I remember talking about a ghost sighting there, making a Bernie Sanders voice out of it, so.
I think we did like...
something, I don't know.
Some little things. Like, you did one, I did another.
Yeah.
Like I said, Pioche was an episode we covered way back in the way, way back machine of the show. It was one of the most brutal cities in the West. So, like, they said, if I remember right, go back and listen to it and correct me if I'm wrong. But I believe that they said there was more people dead than there were alive.
I believe so, yeah.
At one point.
Yeah.
Because people were just dying, but getting gunned down by each other left and right.
Yeah.
Now, the last two...
As God intended.
Yes. The last two of the places that I mentioned, which are New Washoe City and Goldfield, they're known actually for mining and for places that are actually haunted.
Mm-hmm.
The other place that a
Goldfield lot of... Goldfield's haunted as balls, isn't it?
Yeah, there actually is a Goldfield hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the New Washoe... And the Washoe.
Was the Goldfield... As much as I hate to admit it, was the Goldfield Motel one that they went to on yes. Ghost Adventures and they had a fucking brick thrown at them?
Goldfield was the one they actually went to. Hold on. I'm probably wrong on this one. It's either Washoe or Goldfield. I think I'm going to have a strong feeling it was the Goldfield that they went to the first time where they actually showed one of the guys walking in front and there was... And then... He's out of frame, and this is like a camera that's static, and you see something following him, and it's a fucking, like, you can actually see a figure following him.
I think that was the same place they went in the basement, and, like, they have another static camera, and you see a brick come flying out of the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also remember watching that episode being super fucking sick, like, world-ending flu, and I thought maybe I was hallucinating.
Yeah.
And then Shelby's like, no, that actually happened. I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm, like, sweating and shit.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, I was sick as a dog. Yeah. It was fucking awful.
So another place that a lot of people like to go to visit while they're in Nevada is the Hoover Dam.
Oh.
Which was not called that when it was built. The original name was the dam was Boulder Dam. And it was later renamed to Hoover Dam during the Truman administration.
Because he had to name it after his butt buddy.
True.
J. Edna in his fishnets.
Hey.
You can't even joke about that anymore because I'm pretty sure we've got somebody high up in the government that... anyway, continue. Something about a Health and Human Services director.
Nevada is home to the Great Basin National Park.
Sure is.
Red Rock Canyon.
Uh-huh.
Lake Tahoe. And Lake Mead National Recreation Park.
Yep.
Now, for the part of this... that everyone wants to hear.
Also, a lake something about manscaping. It's a...
What?
Groom Lake. Is in Nevada.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because it's better known as something else. I'm pretty confident.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. I'm going to talk about it.
Oh, well, yeah. Cool, because I get a transition between yours and mine, then, apparently.
Yeah, I'll transition from mine to yours.
That works.
Okay.
Now, cool. I'm assuming you probably did something about some famous folks or stupid laws.
Yes, that's what I'm about ready to do. I actually didn't do...
I was getting nervous, because I was like, oh, man.
Dude, the only thing I didn't do was stupid laws. I forgot about that part.
Marijuana used to be a life sentence in Nevada, so there you go. That's a stupid fucking law.
So the famous... Okay, so I'm going to say this. There was a lot of fucking famous people from Nevada. And I didn't know a fucking single one, hardly, except for a few. So here they are. The famous people from the state of Nevada. The first one is Pat Nixon, who was Tricky Dick's wife, also known as Richard Dick Nixon. Rich the Dick. I am not a crook.
That jowly fuck.
Yes.
Who gives a shit about a president's wife?
Yeah.
What's the president's wife ever done other than scrape his fucking brains off the side of a car?
Well,
nothing. That's what.
Lady Bird, Johnson's wife was Lyndon Baines Johnson's wife, Lady Bird. She actually was pretty well known for her humanitarian.
Which is good because she had to counter the fact that her husband was fucking Satan.
Whatever.
I mean,
she did good stuff.
Yeah,
they all try to.
Ronald Reagan's wife was apparently really, really good at mouth sex.
Hey. I mean,
JFK's wife was hot.
Yeah.
No. Don't even try to deny that.
I was actually thinking about other I think it
Gerald
was...
Ford, his wife, I'm pretty sure was an alcoholic. That's why we have the Ford Clinic for alcoholics. I believe that's what it is, at least.
I don't know. Well, anyway, let's move on. So, Andre Agassi, if you anybody doesn't know who he is, he's a tennis player.
He's the bald guy from all those Canon commercials.
He was, yes, he's bald now, but he wasn't. He actually had hair.
He was the male tennis player in the 90s that was bald and didn't have the arm hair that Pete Sampras had. Because that dude, you could shave that guy's arms and make a mullet out of it.
Oh, fucking right.
Dude, yeah, strong Greek in that dude.
Yeah.
I would have hated to see him with no shirt on. You couldn't see nipples through the hair. I guarantee it.
I don't know.
Guarantee it.
Probably not.
Probably looked like a fucking werewolf.
let's see. Also,
okay, I was wrong. The Ford Clinic has got nothing to do with Gerald's wife. It's actually a trauma center, but she was an alcoholic. I'll stick with that. Probably not, but I'm going to make shit up because I already do. So.
Fuck it, right? Hey. So baseball player Bryce Harper is from... Nevada.
He's one of those guys that when he first came into the league, I fucking hated him. Now as he's gotten a little bit older and he's kind of cooled down a little bit and like realized that I can be a good baseball player without being an asshole, I respect him. Mm. You know, he trimmed his beard off and he looks fucking weird now, though.
Huh. I haven't seen him.
Bad idea. He had a cool beard and now he just...
That's how it goes.
Oh, boy.
Hey, how it happens, man.
I don't know if he's allowed with the, you know, in certain distances of schools without the beard.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
Well, okay. Football player and activist Colin Kaepernick is from Nevada.
Okay, you could have put activist first because he was not a real good football player. He was a running back with a decent arm.
Okay. Baseball player and one of the best pitchers of all time, my book, as part of the Four Horsemen of the Atlanta Braves pitching staff, Greg Maddux.
Can't argue any of that.
Fucking right.
Can't argue any of that. You know what I will say? Negative about Greg Maddux? Bad eyesight.
Yeah, true.
Yep.
True.
Not only did he have glasses, but he could only see the corners that he was throwing at.
That's true. So, that is very true.
That's a baseball joke that some people will understand.
That is very true.
Like the fact that he had a painting business that went out of, you know, the painting company went out of business because he was only doing corners.
Yep.
Yep.
That's all he could paint was corners.
Yep. Did a lot of black edging, and he just did just on the inside of that, and just that's all he did.
And that motherfucker...
Rest of your house is fucking drywall, even on the outside. He didn't give a shit.
And he could fucking hit the ball, too.
He also holds a really fucking weird record of being the only player with stolen bases in 10 consecutive seasons to never be picked off.
Crazy.
Because he's... Who's going to throw out a fucking pitcher?
I don't know.
You know? But he still doesn't have the most home runs of any pitcher.
No.
Because unfortunately, Babe Ruth holds that record.
But... He technically not okay.
I don't care because honestly, I think the best hitting specifically just a pitcher, not a batter, like we got going on now, Bartolo Colon. Fat Toad could put some out.
Okay.
Because like you get that much ass behind it.
Okay.
He's hitting bombs.
Alright.
That man is ugly.
I don't count Babe Ruth as a pitcher. Just because he didn't really pitch that many.
And it's like I don't count Shohei Ohtani as a pitcher either. I don't really even count him as a baseball player because he's some kind of mutant that the Japanese created to...
Hey, that motherfucker can pitch.
You remember that mutant football league thing?
Yes.
They did that in a lab, but for baseball. With no steroids.
Okay.
They're like, we're going to take this guy, we're going to build him like a Japanese pro wrestler, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be tall, lean, and strong.
Yep.
And then he's not even going to go to school. I don't know if that guy can write or read or anything. He just baseball camp from the time he was, it was like Spartan rules. He's three and they just took him from his parents.
Yep.
Baseball. That's it.
You are going to be good. You are going to be a warrior, basically.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm probably wrong. Probably a very smart guy, but I don't know.
Okay, so now I would be kind of feel like a fool if I had left one man out that if you have never heard of him, I heard of his show. Well,
oh,
you
buddy.
Should look it up.
I'm going to break your heart right now, though.
And that man I'm referring to as Art fucking Bell.
Well, here's the problem there. We're going to talk about Art Bell. But he's not from Nevada.
He actually was born in Nevada.
He moved to Nevada. He was born in North Carolina. His father was a Marine. He grew up on the East Coast.
Well,
he moved to Nevada after he got out of the Air Force. But I don't care. Because he is Nevada.
Okay.
Well, he put fucking Pahrump on the map, goddammit.
Okay.
And it's just over the mountain from Las Vegas, and he'll tell you that.
And whoever I got this from is totally fucking wrong.
It was wrong.
Because it said that he was born in Nevada.
It was not, unfortunately.
Anyway.
But it doesn't matter, because he's Art fucking matter. Bell. We can talk about him on any goddamn episode we want.
So, anyway, let's move on. So, we're going to move on to other stuff. And this is the main meat and potatoes of the episode. So, for my portion of the podcast, I figured that why not cover that one place that I failed to mention in the beginning of the episode when we were talking about places? All right. I didn't fail to mention it because, well, I chose to leave it out.
Are we really going
to
do Area 51 on a road trip episode, not give it its own thing?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Yeah.
So, because there's really...
It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see how it plays out.
Well, I hate to tell you, mister, there's not a lot with, a lot of fucking speculation.
There's not a lot of facts. There's a lot of shit that we can make up about it, though.
Oh, a lot of speculation. So, Area 51, because spoil sport over here, fucking had to spoil
We're
it.
Talking about Nevada, dickhead, and you didn't mention it.
Oh,
what the fuck else were you going to talk about?
Fuck you.
And that, it's you.
Yes.
So
area...
And you were left unsupervised, and we're going to get aliens.
I threw my hat down. If
good.
You hear it.
Good. Good.
Anyway.
Because people didn't see that coming a fucking mile away. Oh, Kevin talking about aliens and shit.
Hey, dickhead. I thought this was a good transition. I don't fucking make good transitions a lot of times. So I was like, hey, this is going to be a good one. But you know what?
Before you transition too far, let's take a break. And we'll just come back and give them the whole shit in one shot.
I am going to transition totally. I'm back. I transitioned.
I knew it was coming. I knew it. All the soy.
You knew it. Anyway.
The tits.
Hey,
au naturel.
Hey, you leave those out of it.
Hey.
So Area 51 is located in Groom Lake. It's an Air Force base that is synonymous with UFOs. It was established in 1955 as part of the Nevada Test and Training Range Complex. The area was also given the name Paradise Ranch, an attempt by the aerospace company Lockheed Martin, it was just Lockheed.
Yeah.
To draw employees to the base. That's what they wanted to do. Now, on June 17th of 1959, the Reno Evening Gazette published a story with the headline, quote, "More flying objects seen in Clark sky."
Yep.
And described how...
Because I believe Clark is the closest town, correct? Somewhere in there? Yeah. Yep.
And described how Sergeant Wayne Anderson of the local sheriff's office was among several locals to spot what the paper described as an object, quote, "bright green in color and descending toward the earth at a speed too great to be an airplane." In August of 2013, after Dr. Jeffrey T. Richardson, a senior fellow at the George Washington University National Security Archive, submitted a Freedom of Information Act request in 2005 for information on the CIA Lockheed U-2 plane reconnaissance program, the secret construction and testing of the spy planes used to gather intelligence, the request forced the CIA to declassify documents on the history of the U-2 and the A-12 Oxcart program.
I've never heard of that one. I've heard of the A-10, and I love the A-10.
And the military base where the planes were constructed and tested, which is Area 51. So basically this brought Area 51 out, and it forced it to the government to say, hey, it does exist. You know, it is real. Area 51 mythology was enforced in 1989 when a man named... Robert Lazar.
Bob Lazar.
Yeah.
We could do a fucking episode on just him.
Yeah, he claimed that he worked for on extraterrestrial technology inside the base. Lazar told Las Vegas television reporter George Knapp that he had viewed autopsy photographs of aliens inside Area 51 and that the U.S. government used the facility to examine recovered alien spacecraft. Lazar himself was discredited by his claims, resulted in numerous government conspiracy theories, most of which involved extraterrestrial life. Now, that last little bit that I said, I don't believe it to be actually true. I think it's actually propaganda.
Or the alien shit?
No. That the fact he was discredited. I don't believe he was. I think it was just the government or others trying to shut him the fuck up.
That's exactly what it was. That's how they discredited him. They just made him sound like a fucking psycho.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say because I thought they, you know. Yeah. Cut. Yeah. Well, I was going to say that. Then they tried to contradict him.
Okay.
Well, but you said it for me.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to interrupt you here for a second.
Okay.
We're not going to even cover my topic. I'll do that for Patreon later down the road. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
We'll just talk about Area 51 because there's plenty of shit to talk about.
Okay.
But if you've ever listened to Bob Lazar, like, give an interview anywhere, he's a very intelligent, very level-headed person. He is not some, like, drooling psycho maniac out here with a tinfoil hat screaming about aliens trying to jam stuff up his ass.
No.
He's a scientist. He knows what he is talking about.
Very much. Very much so. And he's been rated. So, like, I watched this is not really staying on topic, but it's okay.
Are you talking about Bob Lazar and UFOs and Area 51?
Yes.
You're staying on topic then.
Okay. All right. So
it's not like you're going to go off and start talking about fucking Mexican wrestling or something.
Hey, you know what? I was about to. I was thinking, like, Jesus Christ. I was like, you know, I might go talk about luchas, but fuck it. Yep. You know, I might as well stay on topic for
once. Or the fact that Rey Mysterio Sr. is not even his real dad.
Oh, mother. Don't. Yeah. Don't. No.
Just fucking.
Nope.
Just shitting all over it, dude.
I don't want to hear it.
Yep.
You son of a bitch.
Dr. Wagner Jr. is not even a junior or a goddamn doctor. Motherfucker. He's just a Mexican wrestler.
No, so, yeah, I was watching a show about Lazar, and it was actually a documentary about him and everything and what he was doing to kind of bring everything to the forefront. And I almost feel that he was one of those people that forced the government.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Know? I mean, there's other people that kind of like, what's that gentleman that, God damn, I can't think of his name. He came out or whistle blew on the government saying that, he was part of the government in some certain aspect. And he, had all this information about how we were actually documenting through video alien craft and everything. I can't remember his freaking name for the life of me, but like it came out and everybody was like, oh, there was definitely him that forced the government to
I know you're talking about
but
it
was, actually I don't think it was.
Bob Lazar is one of those guys where if he was talking about this shit today, like for the first time instead of back then for the first time, they'd be like, we got to get this guy in the fucking news.
Yeah.
Because he's telling the truth.
Because, I mean, like in his this documentary about him, they were, like, talking about how – I'm just going off of memory on this one because it's actually not part of what I was talking about. But, like, how they would fly planes in.
Janet flights.
Yeah. Take fly planes in and, like – they weren't numbered, right?
Yeah, no, they're Janet flights. It's all it says on the side of the plane is Janet.
Yeah.
It's the flight company, which people thought was weird because the town is so friggin' small that they barely have anything there, but they have room for an airport. A private airport that...
Well, it lands at the base.
Right, but it takes off from the town. If they fly them in from outside of the base...
I think it's actually flown in from like Reno or something like that.
It's not far from the base. They fly them in.
Well, I think it was
Clark, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
I thought it was Reno. I thought they like would meet at Reno or whatever, and then they would fly in because like in that documentary, you could see the people getting on the flights to take off, and then they would take off wherever they were. Neither here nor there, but they would take off and then they would land because they would actually be there.
They fly out of Las Vegas, which is still fucking like,
still a hop, skip, and a jump,
right?
In an airplane,
it's probably like a 20-minute flight,
if that, maybe. Yeah. But
But yeah, they're completely unnumbered. They're just white planes with a red stripe running down the from the cockpit. They run all the way back to the tail fin. It runs right along the windows. That's all the marking there is on it.
Yeah.
And this is the only place that this company exists, is out of this one particular airport.
Yeah. But I mean, they're talking about how people would come in and out, and like they're not allowed to like really talk to each other. That's what he said. And then he was talking about how this was back. I think he actually did a first interview. I think back in like 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
Where like he was saying then that we were actually already reverse engineering. We actually had craft.
Right. And that's the part that where he falls in, is he's not there cutting up aliens and stuff. He's an engineer.
Yeah.
He's there working on craft.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
and I believe, he figured out, like, he was one of the ones that actually figured out how it would fly.
And if I remember correctly, he said more than once, like, most of the stuff that I worked on, like 90% of the stuff that he worked on, was local, as he referred to it.
Yeah.
Then there was, like, the very, very small percentage of other that he worked on.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the stuff that he worked on was stuff that we had here, you know. Like I want to say he was on the F-117 project, the stealth bomber project, stuff like that.
Yep.
And then they're like, hey, you're pretty good at your job, and we don't think you're going to talk. And he did.
Later on, because I don't remember exactly what the reason was, but I think it was something to do with like him.
They fired him for something stupid, and he's like, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Going to play games?
Yeah, and he's like one of those other guys. It's like, listen, if something happens to me, I have a backup plan. I didn't kill myself.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know anything about the Clintons.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And yeah, it's just like that gentleman that I spoke about that was on the Sean Ryan show. You know? I mean, it's just like, I don't know. Like,
there's some weird shit.
Yeah. It's... Where's it coming from? I mean, like, the Roswell, you know, the whole UFO crash and everything else. Well, everybody was like, oh, Area 51.
Mm-mm.
But then they said, no, actually, it went to Wright Pat. Then they moved it from Wright Pat because everybody knew about it.
Yeah.
To 51. Now they're saying, no, 51 isn't that spot anymore. They actually, it's another site where they do all this fucking shit. And he's like, I think this, he said that, I don't know, 90% or something close to that, that everybody sees in the sky.
Is man-made. Yeah.
It's just reverse engineered.
Right. And that's the part of Area 51 that interests me. I could give a shit about dead aliens. I want to see what they're making.
Yeah.
I want to see the planes. I want to see all this other shit.
I keep saying it, that I feel with Trump stating that he was going to enact the Space Force was one of the steps in bringing out that
disclosure.
That whole thing of saying, okay, look, hey, this is what we have. Guess what? I've been, you know, we just told this guy to, hey, you can leak it out. You can make this because it's going to help us to bring it out to the public.
Right.
That we have this. We've had this stuff.
Right.
And, you know, and people just, you know, be like, oh, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of like they were when with this whole UFO or, well, not they call it UFO, UAP.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Why can't we just use the old terminology we had?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. Now, so, Area 51 actually has, I didn't know that about some of these. I didn't know about the first one I was going to talk about. It actually has had interpretations of it that have been shown in movies and different shows. First one everybody should know. If you haven't seen it, well, you're living underneath a rock. Independence Day.
Right.
So, and then there was an episode of Doctor Who that it was in. This was a big shocker. Not really. In a show of the X-Files.
Yep. I think it was Fringe, maybe, wasn't there too?
No.
No?
No. It also made an appearance in the Disney show, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Hmm. They also blew portions of it up in Predator 1, which was a Jonathan Mayberry novel.
They did too.
They did. Because they went in there after the Locust.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Extinction Machine, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They one did. Of my favorite villains of the entire series is in that one.
Yeah.
Because he was a friggin' fruitcake. It's just a cat. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Now, I found something that I didn't know about. I didn't know some about of it, but you may some and some of you may have heard about an event that happened in 2019. It started as a prank on social media. Almost got very out of hand with 3.5 million people express interest in attending an event organized by 20-year-old Maddie Roberts, a student from Bakersfield, California. The name of the tongue-in-cheek Facebook event was called Storm Area 51.
Yep.
I remember, they can't stop all of us.
I remember looking at shit where they were talking about like how to set up formations. The first wave was Dorks Naruto running. Then like they showed flanking, they're like fat kids with ninja swords and shit like that. Sorry to interrupt. It's still on topic. I forgot that I haven't closed this window yet, looking for the Janet flights. That's not even the name of the company. It's an acronym that people have come up with for it over the years. It's just another non-existent terminal.
Yep.
I had no fucking idea. I had no idea. That's why I kind of chuckled there a little bit ago. But the parent company, shockers, the Air Force. So
surprise.
It flies out of Harry Reid International Airport, which, I mean, gross, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Area 51, Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. And as the name suggests, supposed plan was to charge at the base in large enough numbers to overwhelm security. The aim was to uncover punitive secrets. And this is all, I didn't actually know any of this, so I actually was like, oh, hey.
You never heard about any of that?
No.
Oh, man, I followed that shit on Facebook for a long time.
It's uncover punitive secrets like alien technology and secretive research.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's charge a base where they're making fucking weapons out of stuff we found from space.
Yeah.
They can't stop all of us. Yes, they fucking could.
They could.
They could have sent one dude out there with a who knows what. He might have had an actual goddamn lightsaber. They could have stopped all of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in the end, an estimated 6,000 people made it to the low-key summer event and partook in some activities like hatchet throwing and drinking limited edition alien-themed Bud Light beer.
Yeah.
Area 51.
Bud Light turned you gay.
maybe. Area 51's light security was not challenged, however. This is a quote. It began as a joke, but some people took it seriously and began planning to actually... Well, it's not clear what, but hang out near the entrance and have fun, Radford said. This is a guy. The tiny town of Rachel braced for huge crowds and a music festival that never happened. It was a huge fiasco and a smaller scale fire festival for the alien crowd.
Could you imagine like being one of these people that took it super seriously? And then cresting the hill and starting down, and then watching one of your buddies' head or his chest just fucking explode because he got shot from a quarter mile away with a 308. And there's just some dude like, I mean, I got more of these, I guess. You watch one guy get exploded with a rifle, you're going to stop and turn around. Yeah. I don't care how cool you think you are. You know, what do you do? Hit the electrified fence, climb into the razor wire, get killed by a Sith Lord probably. Who knows? And Barney Frank is just in there with a lightsaber, just ready. I was going to say Mitch McConnell, but he froze. So
that's true.
He's buffering.
Please come back in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You just hear fucking, you know, he's elevator
just,
music.
He's sitting there just going. Nah, 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 nah. making fucking old internet noises.
Yes.
Who unplugged Mitch?
Who the fuck? Mom, get off the fucking phone!
Get off the phone. We're trying to update Mitch McConnell. Jesus.
It's bullshit.
We can't make him look any more like a bullfrog, so we've got to update his software. Holy shit.
There's one place I didn't fail to I failed to mention. That's in Vegas. I'm sorry, everybody, but I just don't like it. You know, I think it's a bunch of fucking yuppies. It's Burning Man.
Well, happens whatever. There.
It's a fucking. I thought it was funny that they all got stuck there.
We're gonna go reconnect with nature, and it's gonna cost us $9,000 a person to just live like regular people. Nah, fuck you guys. You know, I mean, there's also the Mandalay Bay. I remember something happening there where the government killed a bunch of people at a country music concert. Anyway,
huh?
We'll never know about that, I guess.
Nope.
I mean, come on. Explain to me how one motherfucker fired off that many rounds that quickly from one spot. Not a goddamn chance.
Oh, he had a bump stock.
I don't care if he had a fully automatic AR-15. He's not firing that goddamn fast.
No.
That's belt feds, bitch.
Yeah.
They make them in 5.56 also. Kind of a thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they conveniently shot that guy real bad, like, to death. So, and also, how did he smuggle 30 fucking rifles into a hotel and not nobody noticing?
I
get looked at weird for my backpack that I bring in.
Yeah.
At, like, shitty motels.
I mean, you know there was a huge backpack that he had.
Well, they were like, oh, he's bringing in carts and carts and carts of luggage for one person. Well, we got a little weird that this guy was only going to be here for a couple nights. Or that, you know, he had two adjoining rooms for one person. I mean, the government would never kill people to make a point, would they?
No, never.
I mean, these were white people, too, so.
They would never kill anybody that's white.
I know that's probably racist to say, but it's a country music festival in Nevada. Those are white people. I don't care if they're black or not. Those are white people.
Anything else that
buddy, yes, there's more Area 51 stuff, and I'm glad you mentioned Art Bell before,
because
I'm about to play, it's about a 10-minute long clip from the Art Bell show.
Okay.
Cool. One of his more well-known calls that he received.
Wait,
you've probably never heard it though.
You sure?
I'm 100% yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
we're gonna throw this in, and we'll come
goddamn
back.
Right, we're gonna stop talking right now and let you be assaulted by the glorious voice of Art Bell.
All right,
I miss that man. I mean, George Norrie's cool, but he's not Art Bell.
No.
You know? Again, let me tell you, Art, answer the wild card line. My boyfriend is in a small plane north of Las Vegas, ready to fly into Area 51. He's been trying to call you by cell phone. And here he is. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello there. Is this Art Bell?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, my name, I won't give you my last name.
Okay, wait a minute, sir. Hold on. The fax is signed by somebody named who?
Jill.
Jill, that is correct. So you are the one.
That's my girlfriend.
Yes, sir. Where are you?
Well, I'm up here from Fort Worth in my little airplane. It's a long sea I built myself. It's a bird room tan design. But the Ford Canard, I'm not sure if you know the kind. It's an experimental aircraft.
You know, I'm not...
classified that, but not anymore.
No, tell me about it. What kind of airplane is it?
Well, it's a long easy. It's got 120 horsepower, like homing in it, but we had it board and stroked and fixed it up a little bit. It usually flies around 140 to 160 indicated airspeed. I'm right now at 7,000 feet. You know where this place called Indian Springs is?
Indian Springs, yes.
Yeah. Well, I've been flying now for about 49 minutes here, between Beatty, is that what you call it, and Indian Springs. And I figure I'd just go on up here and try to get into this Area 51. I'm right south of this Nevada test site, or Nellis Air Force Base.
Listen.
And I'm right outside this restricted zone.
Listen to me. When you fly into that zone, they are going to either force you down or shoot you down. Don't you know that?
Well, you know, I've been in a lot of Air Force bases, and I've been in the Air Force for many years. I'm an ex-Air Force, but I'm just going to tell you that, you know, As American citizens, we have the right to know what's up there in this Area 51. And I've been listening to you boys talk about this. Hold on here, I'm making a turn. And, just a second here. And I'm going to go on up there and see what's going on. And I just wanted to let you know about that before I do that, don't you know?
How long do you estimate it's going to be before you,
I figure about 14 minutes. I crank this baby up a little bit here. Let's do that. Let's crank this thing on up. We've got some pretty good mountains here off to my, west, don't you know? I'm turning up north right now, and I can see the Air Force base out there in the distance. It's, got three runways, it looks like. They're all lit up. And, A-shaped. It's like north-south. Got a lot of desert up here, don't you, boy?
A lot of desert, yes. A
lot of desert.
Now, you're liable to get yourself killed.
I'm sorry, sir, you have to speak so loud. I cranked this engine all the way up here. I said
you're liable to get yourself killed.
Well, we'll get up there in a few minutes, yeah, and we're just going to see what's going to happen, because this is a... I've got Red Crosses painted on this baby, and I got hospital on it, see? And maybe they're going to think that I'm on some kind of a bursting flight and I'm just off course. And I've got the radios cut off, so you can have radio failure, don't you know? And so I'm going to hold this thing steady here about around 6,800 feet.
Why are you doing this?
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm a American. My family has been American for years, and I want to get down in here and I want to find out what's happening.
All right, then why are you doing it at night?
Because that's the best way to get in here.
But even if you manage to overfly the area,
I'm in the restricted zone. I just entered the restricted zone. I see a bunch of lights out there. Looks like some kind of a searchlight coming on.
You're in the restricted zone now?
I just crossed that restricted zone. I'm going to drop this thing down.
You're going to get shot down.
Hold on here now. I got my pressure suit on. I don't really need one of this kind of aircraft. It's not like a jet, but it helps us. When I make some tight turns here, and I'm going to cut down here. Now, let's see what these boys are going to do. I don't see anybody coming up here yet. I just see a bunch of lights. But I'm pretty far from that Area 54, and I'd figure about another 8-9 minutes here. And it's hard to calculate it right now, trying to talk to you. I'm trailing an antenna out here about 30 feet so I can keep this phone conversation. If we get cut off, then... But I'm going to go up here and see what's going on. They say there's a bunch of UFOs and there's all kind of things out here. And I want to get this baby right down here about 1,000 feet. And we're going to see if there's any UFOs or anything out here, what's going on.
Listen, I think you're making a mistake.
Well, sir, I might be, you know, but, you know, our tax dollars pay for all this. And these boys, they've been hiding everything under all this black project and all this... great funding and all this kind of thing.
Hold it. Don't you think that we have a right to national security secrets?
I think we have, not really, because you know they have these J-11 and J-15 satellites up there, and the Russians, they know what we're doing, and the Chinese, they've got satellites down here, they know what's going on. The only thing that don't know what's going on is the common folk like me and you. And us common folks got a right to know because we're funded all this.
How long have you been planning this?
I got this thing down here by 1,000 feet. I've been planning this thing now. I'm right on the deck, not quite on the deck. I'm at 1,000 feet. Boy, they got light bulbs popping up everywhere. I'm telling you, they got searchlights. There's about 4 of them out here. And I've been planning this now for, anywhere from a month to 6 weeks. It took me a while to paint up the plane because I had to use that Imron. The only thing but stick to this gel coat I got on this thing. This thing's built out of Kevlar and carbon fiber. I got it dressed, AG positive, 10G stick, just overbuilt. And I tell you what, I'm going to get down here and squirm like a little frog that's been dipped on by big dogs when I get down here. In a few minutes here, I'll tell you that. Because I'm not going to... Hey, looks like there's an F-16 coming up here.
I wouldn't be surprised. You're making a mistake.
Sam with somebody down there. He's got some afterburners on because I can see him. He's about 5 miles out. That old boy is cranking. Yes, sir. And I see something opening up here on the ground. It's I'm pretty low now. I'm starting to pick up all kind of buildings down here. I see something here is level with the ground. And this They're opening this thing up. There looks like something's coming up out of that. I can't tell you what it is. It must be on some kind of a... hold on here. I got to make this turn.
All right.
I think this old boy's going to head up here for me.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, he's going to be up here right directly because he's in the F-16. Sure as hell. He's coming to hold on here.
I would advise you to turn your... I would advise you to turn on your radio.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. We can do this now. Come on here. Hold on. This old boy's coming up here. Now, he's got his lights. He's got his lights on and he's flashing me.
Yeah, he's probably...
I'm waving at him. No radio. No radio. No radio. He don't know that.
Well, if I were you, I'd turn it on.
These folks are listening to Art Bell because everybody listens to Art Bell.
Well, maybe if you're making a bad calculation, because if they're not listening, you're going to be shot down.
I don't know what he's going to do here. He's rocking his wings at me right now. He's rocking his wings and he's cutting in front of me. And you know this. Don't cut in front of me now, because if he cuts that close, stay off. He can use a vortex from his engine. I'm cutting with the engine. We're gonna, just like twin tornadoes, if he gets too close, stay off, bro. Hold on there, I'm getting down on the deck. I'm going in, I'm getting down there. He ain't gonna get me. I'm that damn veteran. He ain't gonna get me there. They didn't get me over there, they're not gonna get me over here now. Looks like some kind of ray of gun coming up out of that elevator, that flat area over there that the doors opened up. It's got some kind of a weird looking barrel on it with a light. And, hell, they're doing something, they're shooting at me now. Oh, God. No, baby, I'm going in. I think I'm going in.
Huh. Well, I'm not sure what we just heard. All I can tell you is I got a fax that read, Art, answer the wildcard line. My boyfriend is in a small plane north of Las Vegas and ready to fly into Area 51. He's been trying to call you by cell phone. I withheld the signature at the bottom of the fax so I could be sure that if I did get the person, I could verify it. Indeed, it was signed by Jill.
That was some that was some cool shit.
So there's two ways to look at that. Either A,
he was stupid.
This guy is a really good sound engineer and made all this shit up.
True.
Or B, he was really, really stupid and actually flew into Area 51 and got shot down.
Yeah.
So this was obviously a YouTube clip that we put in, and I wanted to share the highest responded to comment on here. This clip is legendary, not because this guy flew into Area 51, but because it's the only time Art Bell ever told someone to turn on their radio.
Yeah. And he kept saying, you're going to get shot down. Yeah. You're going to get shot
down. He actually had a lawsuit filed against him for, I believe he had a wrongful death lawsuit filed against him for this. Even though he's like, I told him not to do that because it's a stupid idea.
He did. He told him, turn on your radio. You got turn it on. You're going to get shot down. You're going to get shot down.
So, I mean, yes, this is the second Art Bell clip we've played on here. I don't really care, though.
As the saying goes, fuck around and find out.
Yep. F-A-F-O.
Yeah.
Something, something, stupid games, something, something, stupid prizes.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, that is one of the most famous Art Bell clips you'll ever hear.
Well, what about the...
After the frantic caller, this is probably number two.
Oh, I thought it was going to be... what the hell was that guy? He's like the lord of whatever.
Oh, JC?
Yeah.
No, he was just there by volume. But after the frantic caller, this is probably his most famous call.
Okay.
No, JC was just like always calling.
You know, I thought there was a guy. Was he the guy that was like?
He was the 5-star general of the Lord's Army. Yeah, was JC.
Oh,
he was
okay.
A fucking fruitcake.
We haven't heard from JC in a while. Yeah. And just,
no. Get on and argue with Art and then hang up on him.
Yep.
Yeah. He tried it with George Norrie, and George is like, okay, I've heard you before, click.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't take his shit. I think Art just liked fucking with him.
Yeah.
He was kind of antagonistic, but I like that, you know?
Hey, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't, he was based not too far away from Area 51. Because I remember hearing episodes where he was talking about, you know, because he was just over the mountain from Las Vegas. He's like, oh, occasionally you can see the Janet flights coming and going if you go out, you know.
Yeah.
Because he'd go out to check his microphones every night that he had set up outside. He's like, oh, you know, probably Janet flights going over. And yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Huh. The man was a goddamn treasure.
Yes.
He absolutely was.
Very much. So, yeah, so that's, I guess that is our episode for this week.
If you want to hear more Art Bell clips, then go over to Patreon, patreon.com/darkwindowspodcast, because we covered, well, we, I don't know if we really covered, I think reacted to would be the best explanation of the frantic caller.
Yeah.
Which is another Area 51 related call, but that one was strange.
Yes.
Because it's like, was it really real? Or was it just somebody fucking with him? Why didn't he call back?
He had a lot of those, like, Time Lord-ish fucking weird ones.
Time travelers, yeah. A lot of time travelers. Yeah. Alleged time travelers.
Yeah, so $5 a month.
Yeah. You get access to...
Get access
this
to
this will be 86 it. Episodes this week, so we're getting there, man.
Yeah.
I think that's all we got.
Going over to studio.com. Check them out. Headphones, earbuds, Bluetooth speaker, 15% off, but by putting the Dark Windows 15 at checkout, that's in the discount section, put that in, get 15% off your entire purchase. Let's see, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you know where to go.
Yeah, actually, while we're right here, we got to figure out what next, because I suck at the alphabet, apparently. States... Oh, not stats. States in alphabetical order. I know somebody's screaming at their earbuds. It's New Mexico, you fucking idiot. And you're probably right. No, it's New Hampshire, actually. You were wrong. So, oh my God, New Hampshire. What the fuck are we going to talk about for our neighbors to the east?
There's things to talk about.
We'll find something. I know they got devil monkeys over there.
Hmm. We went to a place over there that we could talk about.
Eh, wasn't that exciting. I mean, it was cool, but, like, what the fuck really happened there? Nobody knows. Even the people that work there are like, oh, we don't know. We just found it and put a gift shop up.
It did piss me off the fact. Yeah, well, anyway.
Some cocksucker put his fucking Instagram handle on it with a angle grinder.
Yeah.
The guy ought to be found and have his dick beaten in with fucking wiffle ball bats. Just being an asshole.
So anyway,
we'll find something.
Next week's New Hampshire. And on the road trip. All right. So just because you can't see out in the dark doesn't mean the dark can't see into you.
I don't like that you do it like now. That. Why don't I get to do it anymore?
I don't know, do it.
No, you already did.
Okay, fine.
The magic's gone.
All right. I'm sorry.
Dude, okay, hold on. So New Hampshire's number 29. We're like barely over halfway through this fucking road trip, and we've been doing it for years.
Well, we should probably wrap it up soon.
Or we just stop. I mean, we're coming into some decent ones, I guess. Like,
I don't want to stop. I want to keep
New Jersey.
Going.
I mean, you guys got fucking bears. Great. Congratulations. New Mexico. Just meth heads. It's all meth heads in New Mexico. New York.
Might as well.
Italians. They're not cryptids, but they're annoying.
Ah.
North Carolina. Who the fuck knows? Never been there.
Hey,
North Dakota.
I've been.
I didn't know there was people in North Dakota. Ohio is a paranormal entity on its own. Oklahoma is just cowboys and sad Indians
and Sasquatches.
Oregon, I mean,
Sasquatch.
Fucking,
we covered one already.
Weird fucking hippies. Pennsylvania, again, a supernatural occurrence on its own. Rhode Island doesn't exist; it's a figment.
Well, I mean, Pennsylvania, we have a few that we can talk about.
Oh, for sure. Sure. South Carolina's not, I mean, that's just South North Carolina. So maybe whatever's in North Carolina is probably in South Carolina.
Yeah, maybe like that one might be like a two-part, like
what?
We do like
North and South Carolina?
No.
Just Carolinas?
Pennsylvania. We do.
Why the fuck would Pennsylvania get two?
Well, I mean, we probably can talk about like one topic for a whole episode.
Like what?
I don't know. There's plenty of things. Like Pennhurst. I mean, there's a lot of shit with that.
I mean, Tennessee's beautiful. It's a cool place. There is shit there in Tennessee. I already have mine picked. Texas, that just the fucking most American of all. Utah, I don't think Mormons count as paranormal, do they?
I mean, the only famous thing I know, there's Skinwalker Ranch.
Right.
Holy fuck.
And I mean, here, Vermont, we've got...
Well, we've already... Hey, listen, we've fucking covered Vermont.
I've still got one for Vermont, though. One that I've been keeping in my back pocket for a second. Virginia. I mean, we've been to Virginia. We've done some Virginia shit there. Washington, again, it's just Bigfoot and hippies. Fucking needles all over the ground.
There was a UFO incident, crash, incident that happened before Roswell.
West Virginia, because I don't want to talk about UFOs anymore. West Virginia, I mean, you got some interesting folks in West Virginia. Wisconsin is just cheese, subpar cheese, I might add. And Wyoming is horses. There's got to be a horse-related monster, I would assume.
I don't know.
I don't know. We're running out of states, though. Thank Christ.
It's good.
We throw Puerto Rico in there, too?
No.
Okay.
That's not a state.
No. And the only important thing from Puerto Rico is all their baseball players that we steal. So, I mean, what else do they do?
No, we don't steal them. We import them.
No, we sign them as children and then make them play baseball professionally. So we kind of steal them.
Okay, whatever.
There was just some kid that, who was it? The fucking Pirates signed? He is 14 years old and they've already signed him to a minor league contract.
Wow.
That is probably not good.
Mm.
But anyway, just because you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean the dark can't see into you, I guess. Okay, bye.
I knew that was coming, you fucker.